A man in a new estate in Traralgon was awoken by someone slapping him gently and giggling. He awoke and saw a curly-haired blonde boy staring at him. The 5-year-old walked from beside the bed into the closet. The man jumped up and followed him, expecting to find a little boy with bright blue eyes. However, no one was in the closet. The man felt spooked. He checked the lock on his bedroom door. It was locked tight. He got back in bed. Now having great difficulty falling asleep. He was watching the door and the closet, contemplating what had happened. When the door unlocked, the doorknob turned, the door opened, a crack of light shone across his eyes, a giggle wafted through, and it clicked locked again. Maybe the children have discovered the fountain of youth is to stay young eternally as a spirit. It also makes me wonder how they stay so happy. Tassie's Hill in Traralgon South was a source of bewilderment for the Traralgon Shire. The people living out there wanted a road put through the hills. That seemed like a relatively straightforward and simple request. The Shire thought so too, and at first started making preparations. They finally found the money they could allocate. This took longer than they were used to. The surveyors found the work incredibly tricky, and it took much longer than it was supposed to. At every stage, things went wrong. The Shire considered a vexatious spirit was keeping them from building the road. That's an interesting story. Tassie's Hill is a place where people feel watched today, and some have had UFO sightings out there. Maybe there was a spirit trying to protect the land and stopping them from building into it. In a laneway behind Franklin Street was the site of the Star Hotel, different to the other Star Hotel, and a Masonic Lodge. Orbs were caught on camera here. The only issue was this location for 15 years burnt down. They even rebuilt it in brick only to discover heat explodes them. This happened with such frequency, it was commonly known as the wooden stump. Why would a spirit do such a thing? Do you think some spirits continue on with the lives they had when they were alive? The original facade of St. James Church of England was pulled down and replaced with shops. This is at the corner of Seymour Street and Church Street. One of the shops on Seymour Street was a video shop that had a room at the back where a presence was felt. It was a shadowy figure moving through the room, writing, standing, practicing speaking. On an occasion, some young boys snuck out the back, only to quickly return terrified and confess to the video shop attendant. They told her someone was in the back of the shop. On an occasion, some young boys snuck out to the back of the shop. They saw papers rustle. They thought at first they'd caused them in their haste to enter. Only they stood very still and watched as a figure moved across the room and touched other papers. That's it. They were out of there. They returned terrified and confessed to the video shop attendant that someone was in the back of the shop. She said to them, "Yep, he has been there for a while. He is the priest." Another participant who came along a tour with me informed that he used to work at that location when it was a coal store. The pallets would move while no one else was working, placed in odd spots. The staff room was empty because it had an ominous, oppressive feeling as though a spirit was present. The oldest building that actually still exists and is able to be visited in Traralgon is the Star Hotel. And attached to the building remains a spirit. In photos, there are orbs and an apparition. Helen, the 32-year-old licensee of the Star Hotel, she took it over the year before her death, while pregnant. The birth was a particularly difficult one for her. Her fifth child was born at the expense of her insides, leading to complications of peritonitis. It seems she has big plans for the place and loved it past her very end. She doesn't affect the operation of the restaurant, and it's as though she loves the place, being used and lively. That's just how she wanted it to be. The owner, who works 70 hours a week, hasn't noticed her. But maybe she helps him work those insane hours. Maybe Helen also found the ghost of the child who died after being poisoned by someone she trusted and wanted to mother her while loving the hotel. In her death, she stays caring for the property and child. A comforting presence. She doesn't need to appear as often because she's not lonely. At another hotel in Traralgon, constantly for sale, they say it's haunted. Nobody keeps it for long. It has a reputation for handsy patrons, but maybe they're not patrons and it's the ghosts that haunt this premises. An employee had heard of the legend of a man they called George haunting the hotel. It was said his heart broke from the loss of his fiancée, who passed away from ill health. He decided he couldn't live on without her and decided to take drastic measures to be reunited with her. One night he took a rope and his life. Unfortunately, he is now trapped in the hotel. His goals have not changed. He is still seeking his fiancée. He reveals himself to the women in the hotel in hopes of finding a wife. Is said to have caused full body chills. It is always cold, and as though somebody is watching you. Even just walking past, it is though the presence leans against the door jamb, their eyes eagerly tracing the contour of bodies passing by. One night, this employee was outside changing over the beer kegs beside the old wooden staircase leading up to the hallway containing that room. As she came out, she glanced up, not knowing why, however, met the gaze of an apparition of the man exactly described by the others who had seen him, wearing work clothes, the same hat, floating up the stairwell. The second oldest building still standing in Traralgon is the post office and adjoining courthouse. There have been some odd experiences there. And ever since the man died, who used to maintain the clocks, strange things have happened. The clock stops and starts with no rhyme and reason. One night, we were on the corner of Franklin and K Street. I was telling the historical stories, including a time a juror passed away of natural causes during a trial. His presence was said to be felt in the courthouse the next day. It was 8:45 p.m. on the clock face of the post office and our phones. Yet the clock struck 9 times, as though the clock read 9 p.m. Another courthouse ghost story, Justice Holroyd of Central Criminal Court had a case whereby a juror had not attended under his civic duty on 23rd September 1886. The judge imposed a fine. On Tuesday, 28th September 1886, a friend of the juror appeared in court asking for the fine to be dropped. Due to his friend having passed away in February 1886. The judge agreed he would drop the fine. That was a valid reason for a juror not appearing. Though, I wonder if the spirit of the man found this an amusing predicament and stuck around to witness the shenanigans. He's never seen a ghost before, doesn't believe in them, and hasn't seen one since. He was driving down Hyde Park Road and Henry Street. It was foggy, a man in a dark green olive coat, like the one Australian service personnel wear, walked out in front of him, seeming to appear out of nowhere. But it was foggy. Maybe he was just crossing the street. He slammed on the brakes to avoid hitting him. To no avail, he watched with horror as he hit the pedestrian. However, he did not hear a thump or feel a bump. He got out of the car, tracing back where his tires had just been. Nobody was there. He walked back to the car and back again down the road, further this time investigating. He even checked the sidewalk and in front of the car in case he had been launched forward. There was nobody lying on the ground, no marks on the front of the car, not a scent of blood. He thought maybe the body was further back. He kept walking. The vividness of the man he had seen and hit with his car haunted him as he searched the road. Mist was all he found. He tracked back and forward on that road. The only conclusion he came to was that he hit a man who died long ago and had had his first experience with a spirit. Several Traralgon men left for war and did not return. Maybe their souls found their way back to the town they loved. When he finally got to work, his fellow workers said it looked like he'd seen a ghost. It was years before he told them that he had. This was his only experience with a spirit. Thank you for your ears, dear listeners. I hope the Traralgon ghost stories have given you a greater understanding of the mysteries of this area or the chills you've been looking for. Tell us if you've had the nerve to listen on location. If you like to, you can check out hauntedhillstours.com.au. You can find the details to undertake a self-guided tour. If you want to support the podcast or get early access, ad-free and participate, you can sign up on Patreon. patreon.com/hauntedhills. Or you can help us by writing a review. Reviews help us grow and continue sharing these stories with more people. If you like this, please share it with your friends. You can also follow us on Facebook, Haunted Hills Pod, Twitter, haunt_hills, or Instagram, Haunted Hills Tours Gippsland. This podcast was produced, researched, written, and narrated by me, Tegan Dawson, on Gunai Kurnai land in Moi, Victoria, never ceded. Introduction and outro music by Aaron Austin Music. Next time on Haunted Hills, we'll be telling the history of an old company town called Yallourn, Victoria. It is a ghost town. It no longer exists today. It is mostly in the mine. That small town has big stories. Be kind and thoughtful. Stay safe and healthy.